Hello there, and welcome to the Nautical Twist Podcast. My name is Em, and today's podcast episode is special because I'm actually recording this from the country of Malta. And I think up until about a year ago, I actually didn't know where Malta was. I'm ashamed to admit. Malta is actually a small country south of Italy. It's in the Mediterranean. And this place is absolutely... Well, actually, you know what? I'm going to wait to talk a little bit more about the country itself, but I wanted to share something that I had recently thought about while I was here, while I've been here in this country. About a year ago, I didn't know anything about this country until I saw one of my favorite bloggers had moved to this country. And I think she had signed a lease or something like that. And I remember looking at the picture, and I remember thinking, like, oh wow, that's awesome. Good for her. It looked nice. The picture looked really pretty, and she looked very happy to be there. And I actually remember thinking, like, oh, good for her. And that reaction for me, that has been a lot of the reaction to many things, you know, like, oh, there's something great happened for somebody. Good for them. But the thing was, like, I sometimes forget that if there's something out there, I see something as being accomplished. Like, I've always been a traveler. When I'm seeing other people traveling, and I've seen bloggers in the past and vloggers in the past, and I've been like, wow, look, they're doing it, and they're doing their thing, and like, it's so awesome, it's so exciting, and so inspiring. But sometimes I got too comfortable, where it's inspiring just to the point where I'm still being passive about my own life. And just kind of watching other people do things versus like taking things and making it work for myself in whatever way I can. And I remember before my first trip over to Europe. I'm from the United States, so going over to Europe was like, for me, to my mind, it was a big deal, and almost too big of a deal, where it wasn't really something that I could comprehend or think that I could or really take seriously enough to do for myself. I wanted to. I was one of those people. I've always said, oh man, I just really want to travel so bad. But I never really thought about how to make it work for me until a particular opportunity I knew some people that were going, and they convinced me to go, but I couldn't really, I didn't know that how possible and how doable it was. And I'm saying this as a person who, I graduated from college with college debt and all this type of stuff. And like, I didn't know how I could make things like this work for me, but it is possible. And for me, like, even learning how to find really good deals on flights, because I couldn't do this if I just paid normal price for some of these flights. Like, sometimes it took a lot of digging. It took hours and hours of research and looking around and all that type of stuff. Like, I still work a regular job in the United States. I have to work from 9 to 5, and I have to be there. Fortunately, like, I did specifically look for a place that had that at least had allowed for me to have time off once in a while. And so for me, that was number one. Like, if it couldn't do that, then, you know, even if it was for the job, even if it's more pay or whatever, I'm not giving up having that time to do something that I really want to do. And for me, if something really matters, and not just travel, but if something really matters, like, I don't ever want to be so comfortable where I'm just like, oh, well, you know, there's people out there doing it, and that's fine. For me, like, it has to be like, how can I make this work within the confines of my own life? And for me, that's the big thing. And that, I just was thinking about that because I just remember seeing that vlogger and how she was here. And then recently I was told that I would really love this country. And I had planned, my original plan was to go to Spain and just spend time in Spain for my vacation. But for me, I was told last minute, like, oh, hey, you know, you really need to come here. So I decided, you know what, all right, fine. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can find a way to make it work. And unfortunately, I found a really cheap flight. I think my flight was maybe 17 euros or something like that to fly from where I flew into in Spain and to get to this country. And so I found a way to make it work, again, within the confines of my own budgeting and things like that. And I have no regrets. And this place is absolutely beautiful, and I really want to talk so much more about it, but I wanted today's podcast episode to be specifically about that big lesson learned that I was thinking about. So anyway, I first of all just want to thank you guys. I am so absolutely honored for those of you who like listen to these podcast episodes. I know some of you have reached out to me, and it's so amazing to hear from you. Please feel free to reach out to me at nauticaltwistm@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your feedback and your thoughts. Just any ways in the different areas of your life where you have, before you used to just have it be a dream that you were kind of like, oh, that'd be nice, but I'm not actually, but maybe I'm not going to do it. And then where you made it a reality. Like if you have any stories like that, I'd love to hear about them. I'd love to learn about them. So I just want to thank you again so much for listening, and I will be back soon with another podcast episode. But in the meantime, I really hope you take care. I hope you make the most of your day, and I'll talk with you guys soon. Bye for now.